Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're going to go to the mailbag, and I've got some good ones. I guarantee you they're going to be interesting for you today. But before we go there, I just want to remind you, we've got this big event, which is the Kansas City, Missouri Midwest Summit coming up on June 15th. Now, I just found out some stuff about this that I didn't even realize, so I've got to get this out to you so you don't miss out on something that I inadvertently didn't explain clear enough. This is not just a networking and mentoring type event. This is actually a live activity event. In other words, in the morning, there's a single family event where they're going to not only show you where the marketplace is at on single family houses, they're going to take you out and show you houses that are for sale or give you opportunities to buy houses in this situation. In the afternoon, they're going to do the same thing with multifamily. They're going to show you where the market's at, then they're going to show you some deals that are for sale that you can take advantage of in the area. So this is way larger than I even thought it was. You do not want to miss this. If you're a Lifestyles member, you need to get to this. Now, what I've done to make this more interesting, I've opened this up to Lifestyles members of all membership types. It was only open to preferred members before, but it's open to all membership types. And in addition to that, all members can bring guests if they want to bring a guest to this event. But in both cases, you have to register because there's only 300 seats available in this event. And most of those seats have already been taken. I don't know exactly where they're at because the count changes every day. But there's only a few days left until we get there. So you need to register to get to this event. But you really don't want to miss this. I mean, when you have an area where you can go and see live deals, live people, discuss the numbers and the reality and the market and why something makes sense. This is such high-end quality, hard-to-get-to information. And I'm opening it up to all levels of Lifestyles members, so you need to go there. This is worth that day trip or that two-day trip. Now, I also found out right now, that's Saturday the 15th, I found out that the ambassador is having a networking event. I've got to read it here. There'll be plenty of networking opportunities, including a Friday, June 14th event. Please contact the ambassador, Claire May, and she'll tell you what's going on. So there's another event I didn't even realize on Friday, which is a networking event. So you've got networking on Friday. You've got live deals on Saturday, both single family and multifamily. This is going to be a big event. You don't want to miss out on this thing, okay? You really want to get to it. And again, all Lifestyles members are available to go now, and you can bring a guest. So this is something you just don't want to pass up. Having said that, we're going to move on here to first email. And it says, on your show today, your show started today with an article about failing more by Michael Jordan. Made me realize something. Okay, so there was an article that talked about Michael Jordan saying you need to fail more. This is a very prominent belief system that has permeated the world out there by successful people. Successful people like Mark Cuban said, well, you need to fail more before you're successful. Michael Jordan supposedly said it according to this article. The reality is that these guys, they didn't fail more. They succeeded more. And so I've always thought it was a little twisted to tell people to get out there and fail. What they're really saying is get out there and try stuff. Get out there and do something, right? And if you're afraid of failing, don't be afraid of failing. That's what they're really saying. But I would suggest to you that there is a way to do this without failing. There is a way to go get a mentor to teach you how to do this stuff. And then as you work your way through it, there are going to be some things that you have to figure out. And some things you have to practice. So you're not going to be able to throw up that Michael Jordan shot from every place on the court the first time you try it. So if he's saying, well, I tried a new shot and it took me a long time to learn each new shot, and I failed at them over and over and over again. Okay, I get that. That makes sense. But that's not going out there and taking your life savings and failing over and over and over again. That doesn't make any sense. You need to go out there and have somebody to follow, a map that takes you where you want to go. And then there are going to be stumbles along the way. In other words, if there's a map that goes from Houston to Dallas along the way, and then all of a sudden you run into a train and the train stops you, well, there's a setback. But the train's going to pass. Setbacks are going to pass. Problems and challenges are going to occur, and then they're going to go away. That stuff does happen. Now, he goes on and says that Buzz Aldrin said in his book, he wrote, "No dream is too high." He uses the quote, "Don't tell me the sky is the limit when there are footprints on the moon. I put some of them there. Sometimes when you aim for the moon, you land amongst the stars. Some dreams lead you to where you actually want to be, not where you originally aimed." So what does this one lead me to think about? That quote leads me to think about this. When I first started, all I ever wanted to do was to be able to quit my job, to make $10,000 a month, and retire, which I did within 2.5 years of starting real estate investing. Net worth, I wanted to be a millionaire. Became a millionaire in my early 30s. That was shooting for the stars. For me, that's as big as I could think. Now, that net worth is 100, my net worth is 100 times that, somewhere in that vicinity. And so when you think about that, what happened? Well, the process that you go through to grow, to get from zero net worth to a million net worth, is a process that once you learn it, you don't turn it off. It just keeps going and going and going and going. But here's the difference. The process that I learned was learning to create passive income streams. You take somebody like, let's take Grant Cardone for say. Grant is about the hustle, the 10X guy. He's about the hustle. If you get out there and hustle as hard as you can and go beat the world up, you can go make money. You got to get up every day, and he does. He gets up every day and goes to work and works hard, flies all over the country doing things, working, period, and can even rationalize needing a plane to fly around so much to be able to touch so many things, to do so many things. My philosophy is completely different. And by the way, his philosophy creates a lot more money than I have. I'm sure of it. But my philosophy is I'm very happy with where I'm at, and I don't have to do any of that. You know, I work about an hour a day, and that's it. And I only work 3 days a week. So to me, it's more important to have my freedom. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. But what I'm saying to you is that the model that got me to a millionaire, which was passive income, has continued to grow to where it's 100 times that. And I didn't have to go and hustle to get there. That's the key difference between what these guys are talking about and what I'm doing. All right, then this guy hits me with a question. He says, I'm a member. I'm working on getting my wife into Lifestyles on my membership. Well, she's already a member on his membership. If you're a member of Lifestyles, your wife's a member and your kids, 18 and younger members also. It's all family membership. She said she wants to get into rental real estate, but is stuck on the Dave Ramsey mindset. I'm slowly breaking her down, but that's well-established wall. That is a well-established wall. Combined, we have 790 credit and about 15 grand that we want to invest, but the obstacle is still the Dave Ramsey approach. Well, guys, here's the deal. I happened to just listen to a Dave Ramsey YouTube video just a minute ago, in fact, or an hour ago, whatever. Just happened to fall out, and I saw it. He said, I did something stupid. And so he explained, it's kind of interesting. He explained that he was a real estate investor, and he got rich being a real estate investor. But he made a stupid mistake. The stupid mistake was he got a bunch of callable notes from the bank. Now, none of the deals I do have callable notes. Now, the deals that are killing people today are adjustable rate notes. And I told people not to do adjustable rate notes, and I tell people not to do callable notes. And people still do that stupid stuff. And so he's saying, and this is where Dave and I really split apart, is he's saying that because I was so stupid, I couldn't figure out how not to do stupid stuff when doing real estate investing and getting into debt. I'm just going to get rid of all debt in my life forever. That's what he did because he went broke. Because after they called all his notes, about $2 million worth of notes, I'm just telling you a story that I just heard. Then that crumbled everything else, and that he went bankrupt. Devastated him. A lot of you are devastated. You're broke. You got bad debt. You got bad credit. All that stuff. Those are bad choices. But for the rest of you out there that don't make bad choices and you're willing to listen to what I tell you to do, if he never would have got into callable notes, he never would have gone down. He still would have been a multimillionaire. And by now, he'd been a multimillionaire, which he is already just because he's a good public speaker, right? The second thing is that you shouldn't get into adjustable rate mortgages because you don't know where they're going to go. And you can guess, but unless you know you've got an exit strategy that works, then you shouldn't be doing them. And they're tools. I use them. I've used them for rehabs where I'm getting into a bank loan with adjustable rate mortgages that are callable. And I've used them to do 6, 12, or 18-month rehabs. But even if they called the note on me, I could have gone and got the deal done some other way. So you have to understand when he's saying you do stupid stuff. Now, what is he good for? Because I'm going to come back with an email later. What he's good at is getting people to start saving money, to get on a budget, to pay their bills. So guys, what is this all about? This is about the reality that you should have learned how to handle money when you were 10 years old. By the time my kids were 16, they already had thousands of dollars in the bank. They already had checking accounts, savings accounts. By the time they were 18, they had credit cards. Because you need to learn how to use these things. Don't be afraid of them. And I always use the example that if you were to take Dave Ramsey's approach and you went out and tried to teach your kid how to drive and they hit the curb or they backed into something, you go, that's it. Get out of the car. You're never going to drive. It's dangerous. You ran and you destroyed the car. It's over. Never drive again. You either have to take the bus, you can take a cab, you're going to ride a bike, you're going to walk, whatever you're going to do. See, that's what happens when you let failure stop you. And that's what Dave Ramsey did. He let failure stop him. Now, he came back later and made money, right? So he's not really living down to the level of expectations he acts like he's living down to. He's really very, very, very rich right now. But the reality is that I wouldn't tell my daughter, when I was teaching her how to drive, if she smashed the car up, that she can't drive. And that's what he's saying. He's going, I was so stupid, I couldn't figure out how to use debt correctly. So I'm going to teach you all not to use debt at all, period. Just stay away from it. That's like, don't drive a car. And that's just stupid. It's dumb as a rock. Now, later I have another email where the person absolutely needs to meet Dave Ramsey. In fact, if you look at what this guy's saying, he and his wife got a 790 credit score. Cool. But they only have about $15,000. Now, that's the Dave Ramsey approach. If you work your whole life till you're 60 years old and you only have $15,000, that's the Dave Ramsey approach, guys. That's what's going to happen. You won't have any debt, but you won't have any money. You won't have a life. And that's not really what you're asking for. What you're asking for is to have a life. It's not the money, it's the life you're looking for, and you won't have a life with $15,000. I mean, it's ridiculous. You're going to need to learn how to create passive income streams of $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month, depending on what your cost of living is. And you have to build those. They don't happen. You build them up, and then you live this life that you want to live, right? You have to build up. I've built my passive streams of income so high I can do just about anything I want to do. People laugh because, well, why don't you have a plane? Because I don't want one. Why don't you have a yacht? I don't want one. I could have all those things. I just don't want one. And it's because I don't want the hassle of them that I don't have them. But is it the money? No. And I don't tell you that to impress you, but to impress upon you. You don't need to think you're going to go out there and be this rich multi-zillionaire and do everything. And you don't have to. Just if you get the process together and you start creating passive income, at some point, you'll be able to retire and do what you want, when you want, with whomever you want, and have the money to afford it. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're in the mailbag, and before we get back to the mailbag, I want to remind you that we have an upcoming event. If you just tuned in, I want you to make sure that you don't miss this. It's June 15th. It's the Kansas City, Missouri Midwest Summit. As I stated earlier in the earlier segments, the reason I'm really pushing this right now is because I didn't realize how big this event really is. It, and I didn't know this when I first reported to you guys, has a Friday night networking event tied to it. And then Saturday morning, a single family. Not only are they going to come and give you a market analysis, but then they're going to show you deals that are for sale. Then we're going to go in the afternoon. We're going to have a multifamily market analysis, and they're going to show you multifamily deals for sale. We've got our mentors there. We've got our consultants there. This is going to be a big event. There's going to be a lot to do, and I truly believe the learning occurs live much quicker than it does, you know, Memrex, as they used to say. When you can go there and you can see real deals, we can, you know, we can rap about the numbers all the time, whether it be in the seminar or on the radio or whatever. But when you go and see real stuff, real deals, real people, real money, it makes a lot more sense a lot quicker. So you don't want to miss out on this. This is in Kansas City, Missouri. It's called the Midwest Summit. It's Lifestyles Members. Oh, and by the way, I have opened it up, and originally, if you looked into it, it was originally only for preferred members. I've opened it up to all membership levels at Lifestyles, and you can take a guest. The only caveat is there's only 300 spots. Most of them are taken already, but there are some left, though. I checked. There are some left, and if you want to get in, you need to get registered ASAP because it's coming up on June 15th. And again, check into the June 14th Friday networking event. All right. I promised there was an email here about a guy that probably was a good Dave Ramsey candidate after taking Dave Ramsey apart at the seams about what he teaches people about money. I always have to come back to the fact that there are some people that his message is absolutely perfect for. So here's a story. It says, I've been listening to your radio show on my way home from work for the past few months, and I really want to join. Sadly, I've been workforce for several years now, and I have little to show for it. My finances are in minuscule state, and I want to make a plan to save up enough to get started in the program. My question is, what is a good target goal to have saved in order to start? I'm starting from zero, so I expect it might take a couple of years, but I want to set a goal for myself. Nothing wrong with this question, by the way. I have no problem with it. And I explained it to him. I said, you know, to do a single family house, and it's not about what it costs to join us. You can get in our membership for $298 or something like that. Get to the two-day seminar and learn enough to go out and buy your first rental property. The thing is that to buy the first rental property, you're going to probably need around $10,000 minimum, or you won't be able to have the money necessary to do the deal. So short answer to its question is about $10,000. The long answer is, think about this for a second, folks. And I know that out there you're all different. You all have different positions in life, but I want to talk to you from the above. When you hear stories like this, and realize I was young once also, but you hear stories like this, you go, isn't this the pure definition of life of quiet desperation? How can you have worked for many years and have no money? Where does your money go? I know you got to think about that for a second. Well, whatever it is I earned, I always only spent half of it. And saved the other half. It's just the way I lived. I don't understand how you could work and not have any money. You don't go out there and spend until the checkbook's empty. You go out there and you pay the important bills that you have, and you don't let those bills get to be larger than 50% of what you own. But to do this, this is what Dave Ramsey talks about. And this is where a guy like this really needs a Dave Ramsey program. He needs to learn to budget. He needs to learn that you don't need to buy stuff that you don't need to impress people you don't like, as he says, which I thought was a cute thing. It's not necessary. Don't do it. Right? You don't need all of that glitz and glamour until you can afford the glitz and glamour. You have to realize, if you try to live the life that you don't qualify to live, you're never going to be able to afford to live the life that you're not qualified to live. But if you try to live below the life that you're qualified to live, then at some point you'll be able to live a life that right now you're not qualified to live. You'll be able to live some extremely great life. But you're going to have to make that decision. And it is a decision. It's a plan, right? And again, I just heard Dave Ramsey spiel, so I believe that he's got the right pitch here. Life, finances, is a plan. You have to have a plan. Now, here's the picture that I draw on the board when I talk about Dave Ramsey in front of large groups. I draw a picture of a flatland and then a gully, a ravine, deep ravine. And then I come up the ravine to the other side, and sitting on the other side is a stick figure, and I write Dave above it. That's Dave Ramsey. And then down on the bottom of the ravine, I put a stick figure, and that's you. And I say, Dave goes, come on up, get out of the debt, get out of the hole, get out of negativity. And then right behind Dave, I draw a big mountain. On the top of the mountain, I put a stick figure, and I write Dell. And I say, in a little caption, Dave, when you're done with them, send them to me, because I can help them get up here. You can help them get out of the hole. I can help them become rich. And I think that's a fair assessment. Dave Ramsey's training programs are very, very good for kindergartners through first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade. My program is from high school to master's in business. That's how high the level information is here. And you're not going to be able to do it if you're still in kindergarten or first grade or second grade, like this gentleman is right here. He needs to get some money in the bank. He needs to get a budget. He needs to save some money. And that's going to get him to the point where he can, you know, afford to try something and invest in something. Once you have that money, once you have that $10,000, now you have to make the right decision to buy the right property that's going to make you money every month. You're going to go try to capture $20,000 or $30,000 in equity, so you're making 100%, 200% return right away. And that's going to make a major change. You're going to, you save your butt off to get to $10,000, and then you can make $20,000 or $30,000 instantly on equity capture, and you've doubled or quadrupled your net worth. That's the way this thing is supposed to work. But if you can't do that, you got to start somewhere, and Dave Ramsey is the place to start. Let's see what this says here. All right, last email of the day here. Person asked me, are public storage facilities as good of investment as apartments? Do they also appreciate? And the answer is, I've never done public storage, but I believe it is. From what I've heard, from what I understand about the way that they're marketed, they work under the same set of rules that a multifamily apartment complex would work under. Their net operating income divided by a cap rate is what their value is. So it's obvious if you can increase their net operating income, then you can increase their value. It's also obvious that, like an apartment complex, is that if there's a high demand for them, and this is what's happened in the last couple of years, all of a sudden there's been a very high demand for public storage because money was flowing out of the apartment industry. Why? Well, the apartment industry got to the point where a cap rate, which is what you would earn on your investment if it was all cash and had no leverage, which indicates how high a price you're paying for it, really. The cap rates went down from what used to be 10 to 8 to 7 to 6 to 5 to 4, even saw some 3 cap rate deals. People said, nah, that doesn't make any sense anymore. And even today, if you go do a deal and it's not at least a 6 cap rate, the interest on the loan is more than what, you know, the cap rate is. So it really doesn't make any sense to do it. So having said that, move over sideways and go over here. And if the storage deals are better, then we move out of this into the multi or into the storage. Same kind of business. You've got facilities to maintain, leases to sign, people to organize and operate the place. It's all pretty much the same kind of business. Some people will tell you it's less activity than an apartment. In other words, easier because there's less activity. You know, people sign up and go in there. And then others will tell you it's pretty much the same because you have to do a lot of, you have a lot of people that don't pay. You know, they put their stuff in there and they stop paying. I think it's probably a very viable business. But in the last couple of years, the prices have gone through the roof and stuff. I mean, massively gone through the roof to where I don't know. I haven't, because I don't do it, I don't know what the cap rates are. But it seems to me that it's probably not as good a deal as it used to be. But whatever. You find a good deal, you find a good deal. Right? That's the way it works. So here we are. We're coming up on this deal in life where you're living a life of quiet desperation. Saying, what do I do? Do I just sit here? Do I continue to listen? I mean, I have people tell me all the time, I've listened to you for a year, 2 years, 5 years, six, 10 years. And they finally do something. I guess what it takes is, it takes something in your life to be so disastrous that the pain of staying the same, as Tony Robbins would say, the pain of staying the same is much greater than the pain of change. And maybe it's an age thing. Maybe you get old enough to go, you know what? I'm starting to see it. I didn't think about retirement when I was 30. No way. I was just worried about our kids. And in 40s, I was thinking about our kids in college. In 50s, all of a sudden, I wake up and go, oh, my gosh, I don't have enough money to retire. I've already been working since 20-something. It's like 25 years, and I'm nowhere near my goal. And so that's the pain that strikes you. Sometimes it's divorce. Sometimes it's losing half everything that you owned. Wakes you up and go, you know what? I got to get something different. Get it back faster than when I lost it. Or faster than when I made it the first time because it took too long the first time to get there, etc. It's always something. Maybe it's you get sick and you go, man, I almost died. Maybe that wakes you up enough to say, you know what? There's got to be a better way. I know myself. I worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. It was miserable. Now, I was doing something I love, which is probably why I blocked out how miserable it was. I was working in a health club, and I was a bodybuilder. So, I mean, it was my place to be. It was my thing to talk about all day long. It was no struggle. However, that was by Saturday. The end of Saturday, I was burnt. And Sunday, there was no time to do anything but laundry, go to the grocery store, get whatever chores and things had to be done, you know, and during the week, I had to get stuff at lunch because there's just, you know, some stuff you can only do in the weekdays, not on the weekends. It was a constant struggle just to get by, and nothing in my life grew except my biceps and my quads, you know, while I was working out all the time. You know, I got in good shape, got to be a great bodybuilder, but my life was gone. I was living a life of quiet desperation. There was nothing in my life except working and working out. About age 30, I decided I had to change that. So I went out and 2.5 years later, retired at 34 years of age, a millionaire. I stopped bodybuilding at 34 years of age because I realized now that I have the money and I have a life, there's things I want to do and I can't be on a strict diet and work out, you know, 3 hours a day every day and have a life. And so I stopped bodybuilding. I didn't stop working out. I just stopped competitive bodybuilding. So, my friends, I changed the plan, and, well, you see where it took me. I'm waiting for you. Get up, get out, let's get going. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.